If the weather's been rough on you the last couple of days, it's going to be nice and easy on you today. Beautiful day, blue skies, some high clouds, and 72 degrees at 728. Good morning, Dude Walker on WPGC. Here's what's going on around the world. Poland's military chief, Wojciech Jaruzelski, made a major speech to Parliament today announcing an easing of martial law. Jaruzelski said the measures include a relaxation of travel, mail and phone restrictions, and a release of most detainees. A number of developments in the Lebanon crisis today. The Lebanese newspaper reports U.S. envoy Philip Habib has offered the Palestinians a five-point plan for withdrawal of PLO and Israeli forces from Beirut. A royal cavalryman injured in one of two IRA bombings in London yesterday died this morning, bringing that death toll to nine. More than 50 other people were injured. And in Paris, at least 16 people were injured today in terrorist bombings by two separate organizations. Armenian nationalists claimed responsibility for one, and a right-wing French group claimed the other. The case of the Rosemary Hill Elementary School in Silver Spring is in the news again this morning. The Maryland Board of Education told Montgomery County it couldn't close the school because it would upset the school district's racial balance. Now, last night, school superintendent Edward Andrews suggested closing the Rolling Hill School instead of Rosemary Hill. All the hills are going. School board member Joseph Bars suggested closing the North Chevy Chase School, too. Montgomery County officials want the state to reconsider its decision to close Rosemary Hill. 15 out of 40 isn't too bad. 15 out of 40, Washington, D.C.'s air quality, according to the President's Council on Environmental Quality, is rated 15th out of 40 different metro areas nationwide. L.A., of course, is still the worst at number one. New York came in at number three. What's Amy Carter doing this summer? She's spending the summer right here in Washington, and it's a Senate page. Sort of misses those bygone days as the nation's first child. She says, quote, "I miss meeting the people. Once when I was asleep in my room, my father came in to introduce me to Anwar Sadat." And she recalled Monday, during a visit to Warwick, Rhode Island, former President Carter's 14-year-old daughter, who is now a freckled blue jean 10th grader. She misses the White House. "The house was so big, we'd never get in my parents' way." She's due back to work Friday for her last day on Capitol Hill, when she might not be back for a long time now. Klaus Von Bülow is a free man today, sort of. The jet-setter posted a $1 million bank certificate in a Providence, Rhode Island court to assure officials he will not flee the country while he appeals his convictions for twice trying to murder his heiress wife. Here's something kind of strange, and it's good news. Police in Green Cove Spring, Florida, are not able to say why little Melvin Dewey Jr. survived. He's an 18-month-year-old boy, and he came out virtually unscathed after his father accidentally ran him over with a bulldozer. Well, the little boy did all right. 18 months old, run over by a bulldozer, just walked away from the whole thing. Oh, here's something that's happened in Baltimore. It's going to make you giggle. Loretta Waltmeyer wants to dress as she likes for her job at C&P Telephone. She and two other women employees were suspended for a day earlier this month for wearing outfits deemed not appropriate for office work and refusing to go home and change on their own time. Mrs. Waltmeyer and a half dozen cohorts picketed C&P in downtown Baltimore yesterday, inviting motorists to honk if you believe in freedom of dress. She said, "It's my civil liberties that are being taken away. Besides, it's hot in there." She said her sleeveless pink sweater drew corporate criticism because I had a big chest. And they criticized her? They have no sense of values at all there, do they? Or maybe they do. I'm sorry. Getting carried away myself here. Abe Poulton yesterday told all about what he wanted to do with the hockey team. Yes, the Capitals are going to be dumped, he said, unless four conditions are met within 30 days. Here comes what I consider somewhat of a blackmail piece of thing here. A PG County amusement tax must go from 10% to 0.5% for 4 years. 7,500 season tickets must be sold. Sellout crowds must be guaranteed for the Caps' first 10 home games, and the rent paid to the Capitol Center must be cut. Those are the conditions in order for the Capitals to stay here. Now, I'm glad they're going to stay here if those conditions are met. But personally, I think that's kind of a strong-armed way to do the whole thing. But if they stay, I guess it'll be worth it. The Orioles lost last night 7-4 to California Angels, and Earl Weaver wasn't there. He's been suspended for a while, and he's been fined $2,000 for shoving an umpire or some such thing. Redskins general manager Bobby Bethard won't conduct special urine tests of players for illegal drug use unless the tests are mandated by the NFL. You'll be hearing a lot of that from a lot of the coaches around the National Football League. The award-winning Choose Your News and our CompuWeather for this beautiful Wednesday morning is next.
Now Holly or Great American Picnic Accessories.
Yeah?
Cash or instant food prizes. You could even win a sporty new Chevrolet Camaro Z28.
Wow!
Hey, where you going?
Where else? To a Holly Farms Fried Chicken restaurant for the great fresh taste and the Great American Picnic. I bet Betsy Ross would have liked Holly Taters and Thomas Jefferson.
Fresh, 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 fresh.
You must be 16 or older to play. No purchase necessary. Look for complete rules on entry blanks at any Holly Farms Fried Chicken restaurant. Go in and win big. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your morning bumper-to-bumper pleasure, another edition of the award-winning Choose Your News, heard exclusively on WPGC. And now your master of ceremonies, Dude Walker.
My, what a fancy introduction this morning.
Yeah, we're hot.
Yeah. I'm getting nervous. This is too much for me to handle. All right, you go right ahead with those numbers.
All right, number one, sir.
Number one is train reaction.
Number two.
Number two, Australia. Why so cranky?
And number three.
Here's pie in your eye.
Number, which is the one that we've been skipping the last couple days?
The one that's been around the longest.
Right.
It started back on the 13th. Would have been 6 days ago. Train reaction has been around quite a while.
Let's go with that.
Okay. Train reaction?
Yes, sir.
See, the reason you don't like this one, because the headline isn't that provocative.
Go ahead, Lionel Breath. Let's hear it.
You liked Bibles in the Buff yesterday.
Well, yeah.
You're disgusting.
Me and those ladies from CMP in Baltimore. We got to stick together.
Well, all right. Train reaction. It's a better story than you think, Lou.
Let's hear it.
It, of course, happened in England, where all these weird kind of stories seem to happen.
Oh, gosh.
Imagine this now. A horse-drawn cart of scrap, it's full of scrap, came up behind a motorcyclist at a railroad crossing gate, which was down to allow a train to pass by. Now, the horse drooled on the cyclist. Imagine that, horse is drooling. Drooled on the cyclist, and that threw back his elbow into the horse's face. Of course, that meaning he let go of his clutch, you see. Not the horse, the guy on a motorcycle.
Right.
And the motorcycle lurched into the car in front of it. Meanwhile, the horse, having been socked in the face, reared up, dumped the load of scrap onto the car behind it, which rolled backwards under the weight and rammed the front of yet another car in line. Now, a passing dog walker saw this going on, so he tied his terrier to the railroad gate and wanted to help out. But the train had passed, and the gate went up, and the dog went 20 feet in the air by his neck. The dog's owner started shouting, "Get that thing down there!" So they lowered the gate, and he came down and landed on the roof of a Mercedes-Benz.
You're kidding.
They're still sorting that one out. I like that story. Train reaction.
Dog walker.
Mm.
How's the dog doing, by the way?
I have no answer on that one.
No.
It's probably...
Doggy like that.
Barking like that.
Bark, bark.
Our WPGC coffee weather this morning. Sunny, less humid, real fine day today. High of 88. Clear to partly cloudy tonight and low 72. And hazy sunshine, more humid tomorrow with a high near 90. So tomorrow it's back to what it's been for the last several days. Current Washington temperature very comfortable. It's 73 degrees at WPGC.